What are you saying now?
What's an alcove?
I don't, isn't that the place, well, no, the alcove is the shape of the roof. What are you asking me?
Did you ever hear of the valley or alley of a roof?
No.
And the room at the top of the house, just under the roof. Well, the space.
Attic.
Huh?
Attic.
When you say attic, would you make a distinction between whether it's just a space without really a built-in floor even, or whether it's kind of a room?
Well, it all depends on if it's insulated for storage space or if it's just the space between the roof and the room.
Mm-hmm.
But I have never made a distinction between the two.
It could be an attic either way.
Right.
And a little room off the kitchen where you could store canned goods and so forth.
The word has been tossed around, pantry. And I still sometimes refer to it as the pantry.
Okay. Do you have one?
Yes.
Any other name for it? Is that what you'd probably call it?
That's what I generally refer to it as.
What would you call a lot of old worthless things, like old broken down furniture that...
Junk.
Okay. And what would you call a room that's used to store odds and ends in?
Catch-all room.
Okay. And say if your house was in a big mess, you'd say you had to do what to it?
Clean it up.
Huh?
Clean it up.
And the thing that you'd sweep with would be
a broom.
And if the broom was in the corner and the door was open so that the door was sort of hiding the broom, you'd say the broom was
behind the door.
And something you could use nowadays to clean a rug or to get the dust and hairs up, you could use a
vacuum cleaner, carpet sweeper.
In a vacuum cleaner, the thing in there that the dust and all collects in, you call that
the bag.
Okay. And years ago on Monday, women would get all the dirty clothes together and then do the
washing, the laundry.
What about on Tuesday after they'd done the washing, they'd do the
ironing?
Okay. Was the word laundry used when you were small?
Yes, it was. Quite a bit. I can remember it being interchangeable. Mm-hmm. We had to do the laundry or wash today and what have you.
Which would you probably say now?
I've got to wash.
Okay. And the big black thing that people would have out in the yard to heat the water in, the real old fashioned.
A kettle.
Huh?
A kettle.
Okay. Did you ever see anyone wash like that?
No, I can't remember.
Nowadays, if you didn't have a washing machine or a dryer, you might take your clothes to the
washateria.
And what you'd put your dirty clothes in would be a
clothes basket.
Does that have a lid?
Top on it.
Mm-hmm.
Mine, if I had to take them, no, it wouldn't have a top on it.
Uh-huh.
But the ones with the top are called a hamper.
Okay. Is that what you'd have like in the bathroom or something? You'd call that the
hamper.
And if the door was open and you didn't want it to be, you'd ask somebody to
close it.
What's another way of saying that?
Shut it.
Huh?
Shut the door.
And the boards on the outside of the house, sometimes, like nowadays, most houses would be brick or something, but some houses would have boards on the outside, horizontal, that would lap over each other. You know what I mean?
Shutters.
Well, what was shutters?
Shutters are like the decorative
mm-hmm.
outside covering. Some are open, closed shutters.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is just how the house was built. Rather than being a brick house, it